Let's see what we can accomplish today. Just a very quick review, just before the point we're up to from yesterday. So we had a close in the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the din of Krevel arises in Issa Deraisa. The Rambam learned it's in Issa Deraisa based on the Pasuk of Sikrevu, like a Lo Sirvo, based on a Taurus Kahanim and based on a Avos Terev Nosin. And Ramban disagreed and said that the Pasuk, the Pshuto Yishol Mikra of the Pasuk of Sikrevu, was referring to Bia, like other Pesukim, when you see the word, the Torah refers to the act of Bia as Treva. The Taurus Kahanim is an Asmachto. He says maybe it's a Chatzishir Minatara type of a concept, but he seems to be from the flow of the Ramban at the end that the Iker is point is it's a Iker point is that it's a Drabona. Okay, that's point number one. Then we discussed there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says there's a Lacha of Mesiris Nefesh. If the woman's an Eishes Ish, there's a Lacha of Mesiris Nefesh. Not to do the Maisa of Bia, but even not to have the woman be a Ruma and to talk to her. The Ran and the Mechi Yosef both derive from this Gemara, that the Gemara is telling me a Yisoy that by the Isser of Arayis, there's a Lacha of Yehar Vayavar, not only on the Isser itself, but even the Abizrayu of the Isser. We said the other place that they bring it from is a Tosus. It is a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim says, "B'chol misrapin chutz me'atzei Hashem." So again, you have the same thing. It's avodah zara, and you say it's not doing avodah zara mamish. It's the lav of lo yidach b'yot hamumim menachem, which is Ab Yisrael avodah zara. And the Gemara says, "Die rather than do that." So you see that the person is mechiv to lose his life, not to be under this Ab Yisrael of avodah zara. You mentioned also that the Ben Yarno says that the Pshat in the Gemara that a person's Malv Penecha Rabim, he rather should die rather than be Malv Penecha Rabim, is because it's Abizrayo Ritzicha. It's a Avak Ritzicha. So we have by Avodah Zorah, by Gilui Raisin, by Shvichus Domim, the Musa that Abizrayo of these three Averas, also the Zin of Yehar Vayavah. And the Makor for it is the Gemara in Psachim and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We mentioned that Tosfos learns the Gemara in Pesachim differently. Tosfos learns the Gemara in Pesachim over there, that the concern, and Rashi seems to say it also, that the concern wasn't, well, there's an Aveira, and a Sheikhus of a Rezara, Yaharik Vayav. That's not how it's said. But rather, the over there, the concern was the person's going to actively come to do a Rezara. Because the case was not just any wood at all, but it was specifically this, the person who was being merapim says, listen, if you use this wood because of its special properties, because it's a avodah zara, that'll heal you. The guy says, oh wow, yeah, really? And it heals him, so then he's going to do avodah zara. Right? So that's a concern. Your mama shouldn't come to this isser of avodah zara, that already is a din of your heart. Well, yeah. But stam, I'd say asherah, no, there's no such din. Right? That's how the Tosfos learns the Gemara. So according to Tosfos, there's no din of Abizrayu that's anything which has shaykhus to the Isser, but what you have is a Gemara which says it's something which may cause a person to come to the Isser Chomer of Avodah Zorah Mamish, that is a din of Yehar Gval Yavar. But stam not. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we left the according to Tosfos, we left it hanging in the air a little bit. How does Tosfos know the Gemara in Sanhedrin? So I guess Tosfos could learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We're afraid that the situation where the person has this taiva for this woman, tremendous taiva for the woman, and he allows himself to get involved in the mistakel, but maybe he might come and do the aver. Maybe it's shot in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara is not saying that you said anything which has shaykhus to the yisr, anything which has shaykhus to the yisr, there's a din of your heart or goyavar. That's not what the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying. Because that's where we got to yesterday. I want to pick up on page 10 in the packet from the Beis Yosef. Let's see the Beis Yosef. Because of oy b'shumas adeshin b'shem gadol echlo the isha nida chayla ubalo roife. So also the mashish law had the fact he can't take her pulse. The shumas adeshin said that a husband who's a doctor can't check his wife's pulse because he can't touch her. When near me devarav, the shumas adeshin's language sounds like I feel like kashen roife zulosay, even though there's nobody else available. Us. We got Mishubas Ramban, Simen Kuchav Zayin, Osir Lebal Lamashish Tefak Ishtoi Nida, Ishtoi Nida. Val Bishay, Aval Bishay Loshin Hashay Lahoye Bishayesham Reifim Acherim. The case was there were other doctors available. El Deval Michalom Shulam Azum and Tatar, but her husband was just easier. That's what it's, so maybe that's the case, but had there been no other doctor available, it'd be mutter. No. Nira de Lamaida also la Sharilon Ben Yesham Raifim Acherim Le'enam. But the way the language of the Ramban reads, the Beis Yosef says, the halacha l'maaseh, there's no difference whether there's another doctor available or not. He cannot, the husband cannot check her pulse. Miu emachelim mesukan, if we're talking about a life-threatening illness, vein shom roifim, there's no other doctor available. Mash meksas midvor of deshori, mishum bikuach nefesh. Now bikuach nefesh would allow the doctor, the husband, to take care of his wife, even though he has to touch her. Okay, that's what the Ramban says. Zok de Beis Yosef. Elo Dika, remember, we could understand the Ramban. So let's say also the Ramban is going l'shitasa. The Sover, the Negias, Nida, Enos, Terele, Mirabana. He argues on the Rambam in Sinun Gimel, that Rambam that we saw at the beginning. The Ramban argues and says, no, Krav, the rice is only the Rabbana. So for the Rabbanans, Pikuach Nefesh, so the din of Pikuach Nefesh will override this of the Rabbanan of the man touching his wife. Now that's fair, it's not like the Ramban in Teres Adam, right? That's how the Beis Yosef understands. We'll try and get back to that eventually, if time. Aval the Rambam, the Negias Erva Asura Loit Minatero, beholds it's an Issa Deraisa. Hach Avish Yesh, but Pikuach Nefesh. After the Osir Mishum Dahavi Abizrai the Gilir Raya's Mitzarachin. But on the Tzad that the Negias Erva is Deraisa. So then, there, even by Pikuach Nefesh is a din of Israel. So even by Pikuach Nefesh, the husband would not be allowed to take care, to touch his wife. But sorry, that's how the Beis Yosef comes out. Maybe you could deal with the Isser of touching the wife in the situation, has a din of Israel, the Gilead rights. That's the Beis Yosef. Now, leaving the Kasha that the Ramban of some of Tarasadim says not like this. But the Beis Yosef said, you saw it. If it's the Raisa, it's Abiz Rav, the Gilead Raias, and even Pikuach Nefesh would not allow him to touch. If it's the Rabbanan, then he'd be allowed to touch in the case of the Pikuach Nefesh. If it's Tzarachin, he reigns in Tzarachin, and it's not clear what the Tzarachin is. Comes the Shach, in page 11, so let's see a few things. So the Mechaber puts down in Sif Tezayin and Sif Yud Zayin these halachas. Ishachar lo bihi nida, also the Baal of the Liga bo kenei the Shamshu. The husband cannot touch her in order to take care of her. A woman who's ill, who's in need of. She's going like chemo, lashkiva, to get, may help her stand up, help her lie down, etc. There's nobody else available. He's mutter to help her. The remaining is, if she needs it very much, we're meko. Okay, Yud Zayin. So the Mechaber Balad, Roifei, also the Mashish Law of the Fak. Husband who's a doctor can't take her pulse. Rabbo, if he mashik safti, according to what I just said, and said tezayin, the noigan hetter im tzricha elov, the mishamish lo. In the case where I just told you that, in the case of the husband is needed to take care of the wife, it's mutter. Koshkan the mutter lemashik lo. The fact, zemela, he's definitely allowed to take her pulse. Im ein roifei acher, there's nobody else available, but tzricha elov. V'yeshakana b'kolyan. In the case of the sakana, there's nobody else available. Obviously, it's going to be mutter. Okay, so the Mechaber does not mention a second opinion. The Mechaber does not give us a second option. He says it's Aser, and that's it. The Ramah says in Sef Tezayin that it's the Yeshurim that it's Mutter, and that's the Minig. And the Ramah says in Yuzayin that the Mashal of the Fak is Mutter, in case if it's Bikuch Nefesh. Okay, comes the Shach and Sivkot and Chof. Also, Mashal of the fact, Miu imachelo masukin ve'ein sham roifim. So, Mashal k'sas v'divet she was Ramban. Tzim kuchozan the sharbin the kuchonav. But he quotes the whole Beis Yosef. Shem on the time also the shirli niggas need an alamir rabbanon. Abul Ramon the niggas here asumin the Torah. Hachav v'shiyesh the kuchonav. After the osim shem by Israel the gilaraz the tzarchi and akeloshen the Beis Yosef. He quotes the Terezov the Levush. Wrote a sefer on Yerudei called the Terezov. Levush says the same thing. So, zot the shach ve'ein nira. I disagree with the Beis Yosef. The Vare Afla Rambam Leke Issa Deraisa El Kasha Oisa Kane Derech Taiva V'chiba Usbiya. The Rambam only said as a locha of Issa Kreval Arayas Deraisa if it's done Derech Taiva V'chiba Usbiya. But the goal is to create a physical relationship with the woman. Like I said before, in Simakut Lazayn Kifat, which we'll look at. So the Shach has come along and saying, even in the Rambam is there's a chilek in the Rambam between derech chivas bia and not chivas bia, derech taiva and not derech taiva. So the Beis Yosef said taking a woman's pulse is not derech taiva. Right? It's not derech taiva, but the Beis Yosef said he didn't make that chilek, and he said it's a chiv mesiras nefesh. Even though it's not derech taiva, touching a woman is an issur deraisa, according to the Rama. No heter of derech, no difficulty in derech taiva, not derech taiva. So the shach there is. If it's not derech taiva, it's not an issur deraisa, even according to the Rama. We'll get to it in a second. I chose my words specifically, yeah. The shach, v'chein minik pashit, sh'roi from Yisrael, and m'mash v'shin, and the fact shal isha, filo esh is ish, v'edes v'chobim. They're goyim to do the doctors, and the Jewish doctors take a woman's pulse. She's an Eishes Ish. How you going to touch an Eishes Ish? Right? Teresa wasn't there a chiba. So you see, the minig is minig that even according to the Rambam, it's mutter. Mechain oisim sharmini mishmushim api derachay rufua adar pashak moshik savdi. And that's I think I'm right. Zot the Zok the Shach, and I think that's shot in the Ramah. V'chein zanir das harav. I think that's shot in the Ramah. Why do you think shot in the Ramah? The Liel b'simekuflin zayin mashal medivorev kerambam. The Ramah and simekuflin zayin said there's all based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Gemara and Sanhedrin. There's a loch of abizur derayis, and the Beis Yosef said that according to the Ramban, it's not true. Not like Tarsada. So if I pass in the Dinam of Israel, the Rayas, I'm passing like the Ramba. You thought I just said? The Beis Yosef said, according to the Ramba, there's a Dinam of Israel, the Rayas. According to the Ramban, there's only the Rabban. There's no Dinam of Israel, the Rayas. So if I pass in the Simon Kuflas and the Ramah pass, in the Abizu of the Rayas, there's a Dinam of Israel, the Rayas. So he's passing like the Ramba. And so the Ramah over here says the minimum is Heter. According to the Beis Yosef, according to the Ramah, there's no Heter. Teretz is, there's a thought in Derech Chibas Bia and Taiva, not Derech Taiva. So the Shach says that the Ramah is saying what I'm saying. Again, according to the Ramah, where the Shach is learning the Ramah, not the way the Ramah himself says in Torah Zod, where the Shach is learning the Ramah, the way he's accepting the Beis Yosef's assumption. That according to the Ramban, there's a Chiv, according to the Ramah, there's a Chiv, a serious Nefesh for a Negias Isha, and according to the Ramban, there's not. So the Ramah and Simon Kuflin Zayin says there's a chiyuv maseiras nefesh for negias yisha. Has to pass like the Rambam. Comes the Ramah and Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei and says it's the minhag is to take her pulse. Are you passing Abizra the Rayas in Kuflin Zayin, which means you hold like the Rambam, where the Shach is thinking. Teretz is there's a chiyuv there are time and there are time. So the Shach is saying important aside that the Isser of Abizra, the Isser of even according to the Rambam, Lo Sikru V'Lagal Lo Servu only applies there at Taiva, not like the Beis Yosef learns in the Rambam. So you have a choice in the Shach and the Rambam, how to understand the Shach and the Beis Yosef, how to understand the Rambam, and the Shach is saying the Ramah holds like him. So you have a choice in according to the Shach, you have a choice in the Ramah and the Beis Yosef is the Sikru V'Lagal Lo Servu even by Shloi Derech Taiva or not? Now, what about Shloi Derech Taiva? Is it? It's all not us at the Raisa. What is it? Rabbanan. So the Shach does not say. Take a look at the Bira Gro and Simon in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph. He says that's he's going on the Ramon in Sif Tezayin that in the case of Chorli it's Mutatu Meshamasher. And that's the minig. Zot the biragro. Zlava zeh hudavka imiskaven bishril erva. Well, avochi eno elamider abona. In the case where even according to the Rambam, he's agreeing to the Shach that the Yesharim that is learning like he's learning the Yesharim is learning like the Shach that the Rambam only said lo sikir v'lagalusavu deraisa in the case of derech taiva and not derech taiva. It's the abona. It's not mutter. So now, by case of the Rabbanon, the Tzarech Chorli, they were matter it. The Tzarech Pikul Nefesh, they were matter it. But Stamazai, there's no head. So even according to the Beis Yosef, Shalur Derech Taiva is an Issa Deraisa. according to the Shach, and where the Gra learns the Shach, and the way the Shach learns the Ramah, and the Gra learns the Ramah, so their type is not the Raisa, and the Gra says it's the Rabbanan. It's not, it's, and the Shach doesn't say.
Could you burn the Ramah from the Zion and the Yarba Yama and the Rabbanan?
What?
Could you burn the Ramah from the Zion and the Yarba Yama and the Rabbanan?
Again, this is all going, the Shach is all going with the assumption, he's accepting the Beis Yosef's assumption that there's no Din Yargva Yavar under Raisins. Under Rabbanans. There's only the Yargva Yavar under Raisins, not the Rabbanans. Okay, so that's the Shach and that's the Gruan in Siman Kuf Sarihe. So on the next page, page 13, you see the Ramah over there in Kuflan Zion. The Ramah says that the Din of Yisrael, the Rais, it's lav dafka the erev itself. It's even someone's only lav ba'alma. Certainly heard below the aver. Lifnei is a separate rule, which we don't have time to get into that. So the shach over there in Siman Kuflan Zayin and Sivkat Yud says it's a lav ba'alma. So the shach goes through the same argument because the Mora says. The more in Sanhedrin says, etc. That wasn't Gila Rice the Rice. Mamish, Yarva Lasikrivu. That's the Ran, that's the Mukhi Yosef. So apparently that's all at the Ramba. But Ramban argues and says it's the Rabbanan. So zok the shach. So I'm in Sivkat and Yud in the shach. It's about halfway through the piece. Let's see. I'll tell you how many lines. 8 lines into the shach. At the end of the line, towards the end of the line, it says v'chein nirali. So who's right, the Rambam or the Ramban? Who's right, the Rambam or the Ramban? Zok the shach. I think the Rambam is right. V'chein nirali mehach uvda the hella libaytina. Okay, so according to the Ramban, how do you understand Hela Lehela, the case of the Eretz and Hedron and Haman Aleph? How? Why are you mechuv the Moshe Nefesh for the Rabbanan? Now again, the Ramban himself says in Teres Adam, you're mechuv the Moshe Nefesh for the Rabbanan. But the Shach again is accepting the Beis Yosef's assumption that for the Rabbanan you're not mechuv the Moshe Nefesh. So how's the Ramban going to learn Sanhedrin and Haman Aleph? You see even more in Sanhedrin like the Rambam. There's a mechi of Messias Nefesh for Losikrivu. Okay? We come back to the after Ramam Loi Kamer El Kishas Achib of Ganishik, their Achib is Bia. Zot the Shach, but the Ramam did not mean, only meant their Achtaiva. But not their Achtaiva, there's no issue, their Isa of Kreva. How do I see that? Shemitzina B'Shaz Mekama Duchti, Shemurayim Hayim Mechapkin, Menashkin, Livnoseyem, Achyoseyem, they kissed their sisters, their daughters. It's an heir of the Raisa. Because of a Rizuk Leon, Shom Behedya, that's the Megillah Sefer on the Sefer Mitzvahs. Kimash Lehedya, Mechal Kosher Rambam, Reish Perkel Val, Mechal Yisri Bia, Kolabwal Al Arayis, Derech Evorim, Reshechib of Gnoshik, Derech Taivav, and Ahead of Begir Bosa, Reis Aloikim in a Torah. So it sounds like the Lash and Dafka Derech Taivav. Because of a Smag, Kesher Torah Shom, Amal Dein Aloik, Elab Derech Taivav, Vechibas Bia. Was that the loy kid Beis Yosef in Ksum Tzarihe? So that's not like the Beis Yosef. So the Shach has 2 points. He accepts the Beis Yosef's assumption that for the Raisas, there's a dinner of Messias Nefesh, for the Rabbanans, there's not. She says, if so, the Gemara Sanhedrin is a riot to the Rambam. A, but the Rambam only meant there he was being, now the Beis Yosef is Ksum Tzarihe. So he stresses, he points it out again. Kosev oyder Rav Magishom Berilion Daf Haramba Melechem Malchus Bekreva Ela Bichayiv Krisis Lebechay Belavin Kamalam Mashav the Ever the Rabbanu Kliyama Yavre Val Yehorei Gepashu the Bechayin Mashav Beis Yosef Shom. Okay, now we're going to call to a Erva which is Chayiv Krisis. That's one of the Rayas. Then the Zin of Yargva Yavre even on the Lav of it. But some which is only a Chayiv Belavin to start with a Kayin a Grusha to a Kayin. The Yisur is a Lav. She's not married. She's not an Ishadish. She's not an Ida, let's say, right? So she's not a Chayv Krisis. All she is an Isra, she's a Grusha. She's a Chayv Lavin. That already there'd be no Malchus and Lasikrivu. Lasikrivu like a Lois Erva. is the Yisr. This is not what Tikkur Vilagolis Erva. Now, nowadays, all women which are penuyas are nidos once they're at the age of 12, because they don't go to the mikvah. So any woman who's a penuya over the age of 12 is already a nida. Under the age of 12, she's not a nida. See, if she's one of the rayas, she's one of the rayas, right? But she's not one of the rayas, so she's only chayv elavin. So you wouldn't have this or lo sikrivu. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. Okay, so far so good. So we here have a very important close in the Shach and the Beis Yosef, whether the Rambam meant even derech, not derech taiva. And we have the Shach, the Mechria, like the Rambam, that it's an Issa Deraisa, not the Rabbanon, because of the Gemara Sanhedrin, which again is difficult, because the Rambam himself quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin. And the Gemara said, even though it's not Derech Taiva, it's also Mir Rabbanon. Okay? Good. Comes along the Beish, in Eben Ezra, in the Sima, in page 14 of the packet. Comes along the Chalkos Mechoikik and the Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezer. So here it's a quote from the Lashon of the Rambam that says Mechibi Benoshek and had a Mekir Basa raise a loike. So the Chalkos Mechoikik says this is the das of the Rambam that it's Malkus. Ramban argues on the Rambam and it's only Chibi Malkus is by Bia Mamish. The Ramban argues, etc. And he brings it he brings a raya from a Gemara. So he seems all the creatures like the Ramban, not the Ramban. The Beis Shmuel in Sukkot and Aleph brings the Ramban. It's only the Rabbanon. Because of a tshuva, afilu im enoi oisa derchiba sila le Rambam midaraisa osur. That tshuva is a Rambam, which you didn't put in the packet. That tshuva is a Rambam. Learns in the Rambam like the Beis Yosef, even though it's not derchiba, it's osur. The Rambam learns the Rambam that it's osur midaraisa. So the Rambam, I disagree. It's only the Rabbanon. But the Rambam learns like the Beis Yosef, and the Rambam it's not derchiba. And that's the Beis Yosef in your days. Kuf said, "Hey, Rashach hisigalav bechinam." The Shach's time is a waste of time. The Beis Yosef is right. The Shach says the Rambam only met derech Hebrew. That's not true. The Ramban says behedya not like that in the Rambam. The Ramban learns in the Rambam. The Rambam met even not derech Hebrew. And so the Beis Shmuel that the Shach is wrong. Okay. That true was Ramban that the Beis Yosef quotes. That true was Ramban learns in the Rambam the case of taking her poses, and it's in the rights according to the Rambam. And then he quotes. So the Beis Shmuel holds the Beis Yosef is right. So we have true was Ramban, a Beis Yosef, and a Beis Shmuel saying that the Rambam holds in it's in the rights even if it's not there a chiba. We have a Shach. And Gros seems to agree that that's Pshat and Ramah, that it's only the Rabbanon, but it's not the Archiva, but it's the Rabbanon. According to Gros, it's the Rabbanon. But everybody agrees that it's also. It's either it's the Rice, it's the Rabbanon, not the Archiva. Okay. How does the Ramban learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin? So the Ramban have to learn even by the Rabbanon, so it's a chiyuv mesiras nefesh, not like the way the Beis Yosef is assuming and the way the Shach is assuming. And that's the Ramban himself said, behead you the current Teres Adam. The Gra Taka says that in Simen Kuf Nun, the Gra says that the Ramban himself will hold by the Rabbanon, says the din of Yehar Vayavr. And therefore he says the case where the Isra is Maris Ayin, which is only the Rabbanon. There's also the din of Yehar Vayavr, Maris Ayin by Avodah Zorah. So in Simon Kuf Nun, so the Mechaber says, the Ramah says, Yeshem, the Kolshen also Elamim Mepne Marasa Ayin. The case over here, a person's, there is this fountain, and the fountain is at Surah, and the water coming out of the mouth of this, you know, this fountain with the lion, you know, and the water comes out of the way you drink is you put your mouth next to the thing, so it's like you're kissing the lion. Well, the lion was in Avodah Zorah. They made it out of the Surah of Avodah Zorah. So you're not, so the Machaber said that you shouldn't put your mouth there. It's a Gemara. You shouldn't put your mouth there. Because it looks like you're being menashek to Varazar. Marasayah. What about the guy is dying from thirst? If he doesn't drink, he's going to die. Is he allowed to drink this or not? So the Ramah, Yeshur, and the Kol Shein also elimited mit the Marasayin. By Maris Ayin, there's no din of Yehargu Bayav. That's a Chuvah Zerash. That's a Ra. So the Gra and the bottom over here brings this. The Torah says not like this. It's three lines in the bottom. We can't have the Torah behedja. I feel moyis im lo yishasi. You do not drink. Because of Chupa's Rashba, the Torah quotes him. Why? Because of Cheshara. I feel like because Nefesh is also Likonis L'Sham, because I shall look at the Iran, and the Chemim Sanhedrin, Bishlam, Baba got the Sibri Imo of Midrabon, and Baalma, the Dasa Ramban, the Sharpoiskim. It's all the Rabbonin, it's still the Dinah Yarabah Yavar by the Rabbonin. So Marasayan is the Rabbonin. He should die not drink. That's how the Gro passes. So, but meanwhile he says that the Morrison Hedron is the Ramban's din by the Rabbanans Yahweh Yaver. Right? Okay. Comes the night of Yehuda, page 16. Night of Yehuda, and the bottom over here says, in the bottom paragraph. So the case over here was that the man and the woman were out by themselves and there was nobody else available, nobody else around. Just the two of them. The woman was Anita. She'd go to the mikveh. So sometimes she needed somebody there to oversee her going to the mikveh, make sure she goes under the water properly, etc. They used to go to the mikveh on a river. So part of the job of the mikveh lady, you know, picture this, you know, I mean, picture, it's you caught a big hole in the ice, right? And the woman goes down into the water. Now, if hers goes down, and they get lost where they come up, they get stuck under the ice, they die. So it's not a good idea, right? So the person, the mikveh lady's job was to hold on to the person. They shouldn't get lost and drift. The current shouldn't take them under the ice. Well, his husband, she's an eater. So he can't hold her. The woman, the Kesem Mishnah says that Tahara happens b'shas aliyah min amayah. A person goes to the mikveh, they become Torah. When do they become Torah? They become Torah when they come out of the water. So she's in the water, she's still an eater. She's going in for sure, she's an eater. So Terrence is what? He's not going to run Yisra with her. He has no intent to do any of her with her. His whole goal over here is to be Matar her. So he's Mechazer Aleh Ala Tahara. He has no kabbalah to do anything wrong. It's like the Mora says, a person who's busy doing B'dikas Chametz to find all the Chametz is not going to eat the Chametz. We pass on the. There's a Mandar in the Mora says, once it's Man Yisra comes, you can't do B'dikas Chametz anymore. Why? Because you find it. You might eat the Chametz when you find it. The Chametz say, no, why should you eat the Chametz? You're busy trying to get rid of the Chametz. You're looking for it. Why? Because you want to burn it. Oh, and you stick it in your mouth? You're not going to do that. Your whole goal over here is to be terrible to the woman. She should be with her. You're not going to do it with her when she's Yisra. That's good according to the Ramban. It's the Rabbanan, so you can make Cheshbanas like that. And the rice is an Isser of care of the rice. She's an Isser, you can't touch her. So who do we pass in like?
It's not because you might come to be here. King calls Mashali also me and mine, Isra Zechamin a terror. A shach shouldn't argue with the Rebbe. So the shach argues, the Gamma Rabbam, like a Sutar Elevi Kajai Sadar Chibis Bia, Vitaiva, Karposhat Haminik Dwarf. The Minig is like the shach. The Zak the Nadav Yehuda, the Minig is like the shach. Which way the shach learns is what the Ramah said. The Shach learns that the Ramah is also saying the Minhag is like him. That's only Derech Kibos via Taiva. And therefore, in a case where there's a real Tzarech, a woman who needs her, she's a Chayla, and she needs
help, or doctor take her pulse, so that they're going to a male doctor, and they ish, all these would be mutter, because that they didn't ask her in that situation. And Zakta Beis Yosef, Zakta Noda Behuda, that the minig is like the shot, not like the Beis Yosef. And therefore, in the case of here in the Giz, Ishta Nida, Kashena Der Chiba, Enomid Abanon, then you can argue the Tamishim Hehergel, so that in this situation where his goal is to be Matayer, that there's not Shaykh Hergel, that this doesn't apply. And he was Matar Lachalamaisa for the man to be Oymid Al Ishtar, Beshaz Tvila, and hold on to her hand when she went under the water. That was the Noda Behuda Paschal. Like the shock. So he says the minhag is like the shock. What? Yeah. So even if you hold loosely, we said the water can come through. Like a table kalim. So you have a very nice fancy glass item. You put it under the water. So you let go, and your wife doesn't let you in the house, right? Right. So no, you hold it very loosely. You wet your hands with the mikvah mayim water beforehand, so it's wet. So there's a chibur between the mikvah mayim and your hands, and therefore it's considered that it's the water is touching everything. Okay, so what the Torah? He said first of all, at the end, it's only heter because he's mechazer in the Torah. There's no chashash, and not shaych her gold. So. This is a big yisoid. Now, there's a tshuva from Ravadia, there's a tshuva from some of the Sephardi poskim, said, but this is all very nice, like the Shach and the Ramah, but they pass like the Beis Yosef. They pass like the Mechaber, the Mechaber doesn't make the Schilik. Right? The Mechaber doesn't make the Schilik. Also, this assumption that the Shach is making, which the Beis Yosef also makes, that according to the, if you hold us to the button, it's not in Yahar Vayavor, I mean, that the Ramban himself says not like that. The Gro himself points out that's not true. I mean, the Gro is pointing out the Gro and Kuftari Hay says that's shot on the Ramah, which holds it to Mutter. It means the Ramah learns that there's no Dinyar Yavar by the Rabbanans. But the Gro himself says it seems to be the Ikra Gro is not like the Ramah, and even by the Rabbanans, they didn't get Harba Yavar, and that's the Gro and Simon Kufnot. So that's the Rashba, and the other person would say, even by Maris Ayin, there's the din of Yarg Bayavar, because even though it's only the Rabbanan, like the Gemara said, had enough Ayin Hay. So now, in that Rabbanan, do they say there's a heter, all these heterim, Tzarech, etc.? I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I don't know. Okay, that's the source, that's your source book. Okay? So translating that into Lamaisa in the Sinas Yad Isha, translating that Lamaisa in the Sinas Yad Isha. So there's two tshuvas from Moshe over here. Where Ramosha, I want to look at page 18 first. Now, you know, it's interesting, like, you know, people sent Ramosha Shuvas, you know, Shilas, they sent, like, you know, various different Shilas. So in the later ones, later volumes, they listed every single Shuva that Ramosha discussed in the title, or at least the subtitle. In the earlier ones, he just put the main point on top, so the sugya of shaking a woman's hand is under the title of using soap and shavs. Okay. So the second paragraph, what? Yeah, this is like, you know, that was the somebody said to Rosh Hashanah, I get in the bottom, he threw in, by the way, what's with shaking a woman's hand? And Rosh Hashanah answered the main point, then he said, by the way, shake, you know. So that's how these things got in. L'hoshet Yad L'isha, this is number 18. L'hoshet Yad L'isha, page 18, number 18. L'hoshet Yad L'isha, k'derech sh'anois nim sholem b'hi gav sham. When you meet somebody, you put out your hand to greet them. Mishposhet sh'asr af l'panuya sh'rei ha'nidus v'kosh gan l'esh z'ish. No shayla tz'asr, because it's kravel arayis. Is it isr, sticking out your hand? Okay. Now, what's interesting, if you look at the lashon of the Ramosha in page 17,
Go
back to page 17. With the Varshara Isa, so the first piece deals with a separate issue, is he's stockless, is it getting Yahweh Yavran, he's stockless. That's what he grapples with in the first half. Because he learns in the Tshuva, long Tshuva, that the Iker Isa Mistaklis is not Ervo, the Iker Isa is Losisrach Levavchem, or the Shmishrach to be called Avro, it's going to come to Hearer, etc. It's a separate issue. So, and he said, on that separate issue, there's no Din Yahweh Yavran. The person speak up ahead of, he says that if they tell a person Yahorik Bal Yavar, you have to tell him you're going to kill you unless you're Mochizer Levatola. The din is Yavar Bal Yahorik. Don't do the vera, don't let yourself be killed. It's not a rise. So what about the stockless? So Moshe says that the stockless goes with that also. I, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So that's the first paragraph. We're not going to get involved in that. So if you want to look at it, you can look at that. Okay. Now, she sticks out her hand to him and he gives a hand back. Alright, so what about that? So Moshe said over there, it's definitely also to stick your hand out. What about returning their handshake? Maybe they hold it's not their. I find it difficult to rely on that. Now, you remember, if it's not derech kibbutz ha'taiva, the grosh is still a derabbanan. Right? Nobody said not derech kibbutz ha'taiva is mutter. We didn't have that. We had a shach which said it's mutter b'tzarif. Did not discuss what's my non-serif. He didn't say. And the grosh is behead, even not derech kibbutz ha'taiva is also a derabbanan. That was the grosh in Kufsari A. Right, so Rosh says, maybe they hold that in a situation where a person stuck out their hand to respond to them, maybe that's mutter al derech kibbutz ha'taiva. But he says it's difficult to be samech, he doesn't say why it's difficult. So we can argue one of two ways. Maybe that they're saying, first of all, maybe it is called derech kibbutz ha'taiva. I mean, the whole idea of a handshake is you're showing some type of friendship to somebody. That's the idea of a handshake. That's the lowness behind it. I mean, nowadays, it's like Americans, good morning, How are you? How are you means nothing. They don't want to hear how you are. If you ask them how you are, they're saying, well, why'd you tell me that? You ask, how am I? I'm not doing well today. I mean, no. Why are you telling me this? Because I asked. You asked. It's no meaning to it. So a handshake has no meaning to it nowadays. Maybe you could argue that. Maybe that's what their argument was. Maybe their argument was, since it's not their kibbutz ha'taiva, it's only their abonon. So the makom of, it's embarrassing, so you make them. Maybe that's the pshat. It's embarrassing to the woman, etc. That's why there's a difference in start and initiating the handshake or accepting the handshake. But Rav Moshe said that's kosher to be serving on them because we know it's a little bit rabbanon at least. And who said they said a heter in that situation? This we're making a cheshbon. It's only rabbanon, so mokum embarrassment is mutter. That's a sugyan. You get a bargain. The sugyan and brachos and daf yotes that by the rices ein etzav ein tvurav and neged hashem. By the Rabbanans, Bizoyan, we're covered a Brias Shemekah. What's called covered a Brias? So the case of them over there was the person's walking on the street, he's wearing Klayim, and tell the guy, you're wearing Klayim. So it's Klayim the right, so he has to take his clothes off. So there's Klayim in your pants also. So you drop your pants, you drop your jacket, take off your jacket, drop your pants, and you walk on the street, you got this, I, it's a Bizoyan, but it's a Beitzvah, and it's a if it's the Rabbanans, if it's climbed up, Kadawa made. Okay, that's example of what gives it. Right? But embarrass a woman, don't accept her handshake, that's covered a Brias. I mean, it's some level of covered a Brias. Is that the covered a Brias, which Kadawa mapped, and he said they're about it for? I don't know. So maybe that's what Moshe is specific about. Doesn't say what he's specific about. He says, Kasha, at least, he finds it difficult to rely on. Okay, that's where Moshe. Yes.
I may have missed it before. The lashon of the shach is taiva v'chibas bia, because there's chiba and chiba. If it's just a friendly handshake versus a chibas bia, it'd be totally different in terms of that getter. If the lashon's suffix is in, is it their chiba or not?
You see, from the way that all the person bring it down, they do not seem to be stressing dafka chibas bia. Derek taiva is enough.
So I'm saying chora chibas bia and taiva are one thing, but just stam chiba will be different.
Anytime we're showing friendship with someone, to a woman who is an Eish Azish, that's a problem of Taiva. That has Shaykh is the Taiva. I'm trying to be friendly with her. You're not supposed to be friendly with an Eish Azish.
I understand, but it's not. I understand the difference between friendly versus Derech Taiva. Basically, saying it's one and the same.
I see that they're not being mechaled between the two of them. Okay, now take a look over here on page 18. This is from Reb Chaim Berlin. This was Reb Chaim Berlin. It's He was a rabbi in Moscow. Moscow was a little more of a modern type of situation than those days than some other cities. Rashir Shoal Aldar Nasinas Yodal Rashoyim or the Nakris. So the Chazal weren't happy with being listening Yad the Rashoyim. Bershim was listening Yad the Poishim and not us. So a non-Jewish woman. Now Yidin Yad the Poishim ain't sure Mr. Bizet, Im Ain Bizet, Hidov, Chizik Lahanuk Say Mishir's Libo. If you're indicating that you know Yeshakayah to them what they're doing, that's wrong. Also Yad the Isha. Lashon Hashas Brocha Samachal from an Alf. Maratzamos the Isha. The person goes and gives her change, gives her money. Kidei he's in order to look at her. The Mor says, "Well, you're not." So he's going to burn a Gehenna because he looked at the woman. Mavur the man of mechav on the shum dover. Kolkin shein oyse kidei he's taka, but he's not doing it to look at her. Kamei my losa because the person of the show was a big. You're allowed to give her money. She stuck out her hand first. You have to do things which people will respect her. If you don't return a handshake, they're going to say that these from Yidden are Meshuganas, and they don't derech eretz, they don't return a handshake. So he holds it's mutter. Now, I believe that his raya is not from the morning bracha samachal v'manat. I mean, what's the morning? You look at the Gemara. What's the Gemara's case? The Gemara says a meratz amos miyada liyada early sakapu. Now that Chaim is also asking meratz amos miyada liyada in order to touch her to enjoy the touch is also awesome. So why the more copy the case mean the case is stoppable? I mean, the more is not saying what we can't find these surim. The only is to bet them, even to touch her, to hug her, but to look at her, oh, that's the problem. That's not the more saying. The more is saying, by the way, I want you to know if you're using this subterfuge as an excuse to look at her, right? So it's this. Did he touch her or not? I don't know he touched her or not. Didn't say whether he touched her or not. He passed the money to her. To say he touched her, I don't know if he touched her or not. Again, the Gemara could have said a person who was Marat and Murat is Miyoda Liyoda in order to use as an excuse to enjoy the touch should also be Yisr. Maybe the same thing said, but there wasn't the point of the Gemara. The Gemara was pointing to the Gemara, but the Gemara must discuss if a person's goal is to use an excuse to get his darkness, what's the halach? So, did he say he touched him? I don't know if he said touched him or not. The Gemara doesn't say that, Behedya. Where did he say that in the Gemara? So I believe that he doesn't mean that. He owes me Miswar, it's Mutur, it's not there. Achibas Bia, and therefore it's not Usr, and it's not Inosim Rabbanon, and not the Gurah. And, or you'll argue that, you know, we can say this, the Kiddush Hashem argument overrides the Isidra Rabbanon, which is a Kiddush. We don't usually say that. Or Kill Hashem, whatever. Right? So he holds Miswar, it's Mutur. He says, once you hold Miswar, well, you know, I have a Gemara in Brachos, which is an Asmachta to it. I don't believe you can build anything on the Gemara in Brachos of Samukha. It's very hard to prove it based on the more over there. But in Yod and Svor like that, take a look over here on the top in number 19. So it says over here, "B'inyan lahachzor nesinas yad l'noshim k'shem mashitas yad l'sholom shlo b'ler achipa." This is from Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal. Zu shalachamura ma'oyd v'kashal l'hokul b'zeh. Of a massiv she'efsher she'tavu l'day bizoyin ula yesh lishya shev l'hokul b'zev etzarchi. Now, if you ever heard somebody bend over backwards to not commit himself to anything, and Rabbi Yaakov wasn't a person who was uncomfortable pasking a shayla. Rabbi Yaakov wasn't a person. There's a ma'isa once, you know. Get into all the details. There's a ma'isa once. Somebody, you know, came traveled from crazy. My person traveled from the 50s. Traveled from Los Angeles to New York to ask a marsha shayla. See, he met Rabbi Yaakov in the street, and Rabbi Yaakov knew who he was. He says, you know, what are you doing here? He says, he can't ask for worship. He says, the boss is the Shiloh. So Rabbi Yaakov listens to the Shiloh. He says, listen, the worship can answer the question exactly as he asked it. He says, but really, your Shiloh is not what you asked. You have to add in these details, and then Rabbi Yaakov will understand what the Shiloh is, and then he'll be able to answer your Shiloh. Rabbi Yaakov was a very practical person. He was very down to earth practical. Mamish down to earth practical. Rabbi Yaakov understood life. He did. You know, first of all, it's a shalach amuramoid, rakashal lahagol, metzavish, maybe. There's always maybe, after it's possible to make a mitzarachim. Wow. You know? We hold it. It's not Pashit, it's not their Chiba, it's not their Bia, it's not their Taiva, it's Kor Mutter. What are we going to inform about? Rabbi Yaakov never couldn't understand Alan Aramba. Rabbi Yaakov and Moshe never couldn't figure it out. They're never. They didn't understand. We understand. It's a fresh Rambam. They're a Kiva, Bediva, Shach. What's the problem? And then people are not. We're at the Fruma. And Rav Moshe, Rav Yaakov, Nebuch, Pasha didn't understand how to learn a Rambam, and they couldn't get it. And then that's the way that's what I walk away with. Pasha, they didn't know how to understand. We see Klor in the Rambam. We see Klor in the Shach. And I don't know about somebody saying something Machmer. And Nebuch, they couldn't get it. I don't know. It's interesting. Anyway. The pieces from the Chronicles, it's from the stipler, he quotes the Chazon Ish. It's a fascinating piece. He quotes the Chazon Ish, it's a dinner yahar yaver on a woman's handshake, because it's Krevel Arayis. Then he says, that what you said, that a woman puts her hands beforehand, it's Mavim Penechem Rabim. Chas Hashem Lermakein, even if it's Tispash Rabim, there's no Sanhetzah because of that, you know, that's the most of climbing big doig, Beshuk. So the guy wrote back, it's interesting, in page 22. So, Kibalta Miktovay. Tabashim Heroi Shalal Hashiv. Even though Batsim, what you wrote was a chutzpah the way you wrote, and therefore you don't deserve an answer. Nisyashavti Lahashiv, Pam Bishuli Yishuli I'm going to ask you because, and this kasha was Derechibah. And this issue, is it Derechibah or not? So that's what he deals with that issue. I just want to show you an interesting piece of here, just because it's interesting. Page 25. Fascinating piece over here. There's a Sefer Halichas Yisrael. It was Shmuzin from Augustin Zatzal. And I found this in Lutzer Chachma. Where else do you find such things? It's Shmuzin from Augustin Zatzal. And Augustin was Mashamash from Kai Moser. So he has in the back different hadrach, different things with Shemush he got from Kai Moser, different in Yonim. So one of them was the Sinus Yadli Yisha. Shaltas Rebbeinu Misha Krahushita is Yodah Bifigisha Imish. Woman stuck out her hand. The Mutaloy Hasselos Yodah. Halaim is a Chim Shum Chibakim Nimus Baum. It's just Derek Herz. It's just, you know, etiquette. Heshav Rebbeinu Mavali also lost his law as Yodah. Avim he Krahushita is Yodah. She stuck out her hand before and is also to give it. Lerman law Shaina Rashur Lassus Kain. Mishtemi Tam Das. Rebbeinu Oysa Kain Bishum Pam. He doesn't ever, never does it. Okay. Right over the Hoyra Bonim Shaov overall Zev, also can what the Knesia Shalem, that the rabbis would do it. Kul Nishtaku, Lashenu, Farzukim Gevoran, they already sunk. That's literally what it means. We are to Mata Mata, Ashavi Yisurim Chamurim, once you get into this, who knows where you're going to go. Okay. Now, at the bottom,
is this
true? Yeah. Now, in the bottom where he brings all the Marmar Kremis, he brings a Moshe, he brings the Rav Sternbuch, he medaik the two different Lashonos of Moshe, he brings the piece from Yaakov Kamenetsky. This is the person who's putting it, it's not Rav Gusin, it's the person putting it out. I'm not sure who the person put it out, who it is. He asked Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, Shlita, Veheshe, Remokam, Habon, Esponim, Yesh Lahakal. You should do it in a way which is not their people. Reina Rezatzal would do it as it's called the dead fish approach. Now, you got to do it like that. Reina had to hold you out of it. We had to do it there. Fish is dead fish. Everyone was here this Erev Shabbos. You know what dead fish feels like? That's, you know, it's limp. It's clammy. It's limp. So, interesting. I'll just tell you two mice to stand off. After Reina Rezatzal was nifter, about a month later, there was a posting that somebody put up on the sent around from the shul that a woman, a non-Jewish neighbor, Reina, from years back, like found out about the fact that even she posted an article, or you know, a letter about the rabbi, that she lived next door to the rabbi for a few years, you know, and she had heard that he just passed away, and she wanted to share her thoughts about him. She spoke beautifully about him, you know, how, you know, one thing she wrote over there was the fact that the first time she met him, she stuck out of her hand. And she says she got this limp handshake. It's like this, like, ugh. And it felt like a cold, clammy fish. That's the word that she used. And she says, like, it's like so strange. She's like a nice person. What's he doing? Et cetera. After she realized, you know, one later on, she speaks, she said, was I supposed to shake the rabbi's hand? She said, no. She said, now I understand. So she writes. So, but, you know, again, but that, he didn't say it was mutter to shake a woman's hand. And the guy said, yeah, you go to business meeting, you know, you shake her hand like this. He didn't say that was after. And they quoted Rainer was saying that was after. That's not what he said. He said, you ought to do it in a way which is clearly not there. He, but it's completely done in a way which is... And I'll tell you, Meister, this is on the seventh story, there's a Meister, Ramotopagromansky, by now, some of you have heard of him. Ramotopagromansky was in Ely, lived in Europe, he was interesting. He was a Baal Tshuva. I mean, he'd been through him, but, you know, he'd been no shaykh at the yeshiva. Rabbi Yelapian found him. Father Benifter, he took over his father's factory. At the age of 10, he was running his father's factory. It was Louis Shefelo. He was, you know, with it, etc. And Rabbi Yelapian chapped, and he sent the bracha away to learn in yeshiva. He learned the tells. Within a year after he came to tells, he got the tells, and they went back home. He ran after him, brought him back again, Rabbi Yelapian. Sent the tells again. Within a year, he was in the top shiur in yeshiva. From zero. He was a shaman. He survived the war in the Kovno again. He ended up living in the Kovno. He's very, very close with Baron's father. After the war, he ended up in Paris. And he was there with Baron Kreiser together, the Chabur of Mir Buck, and were in Paris after the war. And he was with them. So Baron Kreiser says over Meisel, that he came very close with Ramatha. Was the war, it was overwhelming to him. He was like the Baruch Mitzvah Shul was with him. Like, he used to like talk about the war, and he had, you know, trying to understand what the Russian did, etc. Once they got into the skim over there in Brachas and Dafyu Tests, but Mitzvah climb Bebigdai, Beshuk, Poshta, Filo, Beshuk, and Eitzah, and Chavon, and Eitzah, and Tunel, and Egadashah. So there was a Chassidish Yigaman with them. Was very close with Ramotel. He asked Ramotel, he says, Ramotel, Zogmir. He said in Yiddish, okay, but he was in English. He says, you climb to the top of the Eiffel Tower, and you realize at the top of the Eiffel Tower that your pants have Klayim in them. Ramotel, what are you going to do? So Ramotel stops and he thinks, he says, I'm going to drop my pants. He says, Ramotel, God's Paris, the Eiffel Tower! He stops and says, yeah, I'm dropping the cat. That's what it means, Yerushalayim.